In March, former Town of Paonia financial officer Kristen Chesnick pled guilty to the theft of $393,000 from the public coffers. On Monday, she was sentenced by 7th Judicial Court Judge Charles Greenacre to 4 years in prison, followed by a mandatory 5 years of parole. The judge could not have given her more than 5 years in prison because of the parameters of the plea bargain. Chesnick was led away by law enforcement after the sentencing hearing, which lasted less than an hour. About a dozen family members and friends were in attendance, and many wept. Paonia Mayor Neil Schwederman, along with town trustees Eric Gould and Larry Wisbeck, also attended the proceedings. Schwederman testified that before the theft was discovered, the town's small staff of 14, from trash haulers to the town clerk, were, quote, a family. He also said the town's trustees at the time and he, as mayor, had, quote, failed the public. Chesnick, who had no training in bookkeeping or financial management, was able to disguise the theft from the town's financial committee until late 2011, when it was finally discovered by an outside auditor. Wisbeck, who now sits on Paonia's financial committee, said such a theft could not happen again.
It was a wake-up call, and ever since, and we have put the necessary steps in place to make sure that it never happens again. Unfortunately, I don't see that the former level of trust and is ever going to be restored.
Schwederman said he thought the sentence was fair.
I think it balances the needs of the community as well as the needs particular to this case. And so I think he did a very, very thoughtful and fair decision.
Judge Greenacre also focused on the need for a deterrent when he handed down the sentence. He said full restitution in this case is unlikely given the amount, the largest he's seen in 30 or 40 years in the district. In enumerating aggravating circumstances, he cited the length of time, over 4 years, that the theft took place, the measures taken to cover it up, the fact that Chesnick apparently stole for personal gain, the escalation of the crime, and the betrayal of trust. The town may be reimbursed for up to $150,000, the amount of insurance Paonia carried. Schwederman said he had understood they were insured for $1 million, but Chesnick was the one who bought the insurance. When she testified on her own behalf, Chesnick apologized to the citizens of Paonia and said she felt deep sorrow and guilt. She said she didn't know why she had taken the money, nor did she say what she'd spent it on. She thanked her friends and family, whom she said had been exposed to, quote, meanness and scorn. And she said despite her huge mistakes, she is a good person. No one disagreed with attorney David Eisner when he summed up the sad occasion.
It's just all the way around. It's a tragic situation for everybody involved.